Have you downloaded the free coloring sheet for this lesson? Click the link in our show notes to print and color along as you listen. And join the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes to receive a full lesson and activity guide and a bonus video of content every single week so you can dive deeper into each lesson. You also get access to all of our back content when you join. Explore God's wild and wonderful world in the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in our show notes. Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and His created world with you. Have you ever seen an axolotl? Maybe you've seen one on a t-shirt or a sticker, or maybe you've seen a live axolotl. Axolotls are eye catchers. They definitely grab our attention with their wavy, frilly gills on top of their heads that make it look like they're having a crazy hair day. You might have listened to our first lesson on axolotls, which was one of the very first episodes that we ever aired. If you listened to that lesson, you might remember learning about my pet axolotl named Spud. Now we have two more axolotls named Hash and Tater Tot. Today, we are diving deeper to learn more about these amazing, mysterious creatures. Here is our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to learn, are there still axolotls in the wild? How do axolotls regrow body parts? Why do axolotls never grow up? And how can we grow up in God? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who made this lesson possible, including CTC Math. When our family began using CTC Math over a year ago, I really hoped it would work. We had tried many math programs, and none were a great fit. But CTC Math is the only math program we have stuck to for over a year because it works. CTC Math streamlines the math learning process with quick, easy-to-understand video lessons that students can pause, replay, and watch as many times as they need so they can learn at their own pace. Practice questions help them master new skills, and if they get an answer incorrect, they can see the fully worked solution, like a step-by-step guide to help them see clearly how to find the correct answer next time. CTC Math believes in their product, and so does our family. They offer a 12-month money-back guarantee. Try CTC Math's effective math lessons for grades K through 12 for free for 1 week at ctcmath.com or at the link in our show notes. This lesson is also made possible by Masterbooks. Kids, are you interested in dinosaurs? Do you have big questions about these amazing creatures that once roamed the earth? My kids have been devouring dinosaur books by Masterbooks like they are hungry T-Rexes. Right now, my kids are reading Dinosaurs by Design, Dinosaurs of Eden, and Dinosaurs for Kids. I constantly see my kids flipping through these dinosaur books. The other day while hiking, my son was telling me all about the Predator X dinosaur he learned about in Dinosaurs for Kids. These books are full of colorful scenes that bring to life these amazing creatures. Well, not really bring to life, thankfully, but you get the idea. I love that my kids are learning about these incredible animals and what they teach us about God, our Creator. Visit the link in our show notes or visit masterbooks.com. It's time for our trivia question. How many years can a pet axolotl live in captivity? A, 2 to 4 years, B, 5 to 7 years, C, 10 to 15 years, or D, 30 to 40 years? Again, how many years can a pet axolotl live in captivity? A 2 to 4, B 5 to 7, C 10 to 15, or D 30 to 40? Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And NatTheo Club members, after this lesson, click over to the bonus video where I will introduce you to my family's three pet axolotls and you can watch them slurp up their dinner like spaghetti and learn what it takes to care for a pet axolotl. You can find that bonus video at the link in our show notes or in your NatTheo Club dashboard. Listeners, you can explore God's wild and wonderful world even more in the NatTheo Club. When you join at the link in our show notes, you gain instant access to our lesson activity guides, bonus videos, nature devotions, and Bible and nature scavenger hunts. Find out more and join at the link in our show notes. All right, let's hit the trail. You might already know what an axolotl is. Maybe it's even your favorite animal. Or maybe you have no idea what I'm talking about. And that's okay. We're not going to dive too deep into what an axolotl is. If you want to learn more about what it is, make sure to listen to Lesson 6. What is an axolotl and how does it regrow its brain? For now, it's important to know that an axolotl is a type of salamander, which is a type of amphibian. So they are in the same category of creatures as frogs, toads, and newts. While most salamanders spend part of their lives in the water and part of their lives on land, axolotls are different. They spend their entire lives in the water. I've been hearing things about axolotls recently. Some people have told me that there are axolotls in lakes way up high in the mountains here in Colorado. This made me very curious because axolotls are native to the country of Mexico. They only live in one small system of lakes and canals, and they are critically endangered, which means there are very few left of them in the wild. You can learn more about that on Lesson 6. So, why are there stories about axolotls in lakes way up high in the Rocky Mountains? It's because there is an axolotl lookalike. What is really being seen up in mountain lakes are western tiger salamanders. When a western tiger salamander is very young, it looks very much like an axolotl, with a long, fin-like tail and frilly gills on its head. These western tiger salamanders are actually the state amphibian here in Colorado. True axolotls, which are a type of salamander from Mexico, look like juvenile or young tiger salamanders, which is what can cause some confusion when people are hiking way up high in the mountains and they spot these creatures in shallow lake waters near the shore. They look like axolotls. So, the answer to the question, are there still axolotls in the wild, is maybe, but not in Colorado or even in the United States. In the wild, axolotls live in a small system of lakes and canals in Mexico. But when a count of these creatures was taken in the year 2019, it was estimated that there were less than 1,000 axolotls left in the wild. Now, axolotls mostly live in captivity, like my three pet axolotls, Spud, Hash, and Tater Tot. And although it's very sad to think about axolotls going extinct in the wild, I'm grateful for the opportunity to raise them in my home and to use our pets to teach more people about these amazing creatures that God designed. Let's look closer at one of those incredible design features. On our previous axolotl lesson, we learned that God designed axolotls to regenerate. To regenerate means to grow back or be made new after something is hurt, lost, or broken. If a starfish loses an arm, it can grow back or regenerate that arm. And some lizards can regrow their tails if they are damaged. But as we learned on Lesson 6, axolotls get first prize for regeneration. God designed them to be able to regrow parts of their vital organs, important parts inside their bodies, like their heart and brain. Now, they can't entirely grow back a whole heart or brain, but if their organs get damaged, they can regenerate parts of them. Scientists have been so amazed by this ability, and they are studying it to see if this design can help develop medicines to help humans heal quicker after injuries. This year, I learned something new about this design in axolotls. It's a theory, so it's not proven, but it is an idea in science that might help answer the question, how did God design axolotls to regenerate so well? We are going to get a bit sciencey here. Are you ready? Every living thing is made of tiny building blocks called cells. Inside those cells are instructions called DNA. Those DNA instructions help build new cells, which then build things like bone, skin, and organs. Let me ask you this. Have you ever used a copier machine to make a copy of a drawing or a piece of paper? Well, inside our cells, a similar thing happens. DNA gets copied inside cells, and those copies are called RNA. So RNA copies can help build new cells. Don't worry if you're confused. This is the important part to remember. Living things have tiny instructions called DNA and RNA that build their bodies. It's a very smart design God made so creatures and us can live and grow. There is a theory or an idea about how axolotls use those RNA instructions to regrow broken body parts. In July of 2023, scientists published new things that they learned about how axolotls regrow body parts. They found that axolotls have a unique and special ability to store up lots and lots of RNA instructions. Kind of like they have a treasure chest full of instructions to build new cells. But how do their bodies know when to use all of those instructions? Inside cells are tiny on-off switches called MTORs. An MTOR is a tiny control switch inside cells that tells them when to grow or make repairs. In mammals, such as mice, horses, or dogs, and inside of humans, that switch usually turns on only when there is a lot of food and nutrients and energy. So when times are good. If you're hurt, your cells still try to heal. But this particular switch doesn't flip on just because of the injury. Axolotls are different. Their MTOR switch is extra sensitive. When they get injured, their MTOR switches flip on right away. When those switches turn on, they tell the cells to quickly use all of those stored up RNA instructions to build new cells, which helps them quickly rebuild body parts. I have seen this in one of our pet axolotls, Hash. Sadly, at one time, Hash's top fin was damaged. It looked like there was a dent in it. And over the course of a few weeks, our family watched as Hash regenerated or regrew that top fin back to its normal shape. It was amazing to see God's design in action. And even more amazing to know that scientists are researching God's design in axolotls to help humans heal quicker from injuries. God's designs are very smart and helpful. If axolotls can regrow parts of their organs like their heart or brain, why do they never grow out of their child form? This brings up a curious question from one of our listeners.
Hi, my name is Ellie. I am 7 years old and I live in Georgia. I want to know why axolotls never grow up.
What a great question, Ellie. Why do axolotls never grow up? Most types of salamanders go through a big change called metamorphosis. They outgrow their frilly-looking gills on their heads and outgrow their fin-like tail and develop a more normal-looking tail. They grow into their adult form and come up on land. But axolotls are different. They keep their young juvenile form with their fin-like tail for swimming and their frilly gills on top of their head to take in oxygen from the water. It's how God designed them for their underwater lives. But like Ellie asked, why do they never grow up? Axolotls do grow up and get older. Our axolotl Spud is about 4 years old. But they never go through that big change called metamorphosis like other salamanders do. Axolotls are pedomorphic.
Huh?
Pedomorphic means an animal is grown up but still keeps baby or juvenile features. Do you remember the western tiger salamanders we learned about that live here in the Rocky Mountains? They can also be pedomorphic. Some of them keep their juvenile or young features. And that's another reason people often mistake them for axolotls. But pedomorphic is only about the result, an adult creature that looks like a young creature. How does it actually happen? Axolotls are pedomorphic, or they keep their young features, because they are also neotenic. Whoa, we are learning a lot of new sciencey words today. Don't worry if you don't remember them all. You can find what they mean in the show notes. But this is what neotenic means. Neotenic means an animal grows up without losing its baby features, because its body develops more slowly. It can be an adult and able to have babies while still looking young. So even though an axolotl always looks like a young salamander with a fin-like tail and frilly gills on its head, it is an adult, and its body developed in the right way so it can have babies, which is very good. Because God always meant for axolotls to make more wonderful axolotls for us to enjoy. And even as we learned that they are sadly nearly extinct in the wild, people do breed them so we can have them in captivity. Axolotls are very well designed, able to quickly regrow body parts using tiny switches and stored up instructions inside their cells. And they are well designed for their underwater life to grow up, even if it might not look like it, and make more wonderful axolotls. So axolotls might look like they never grow up, but as we learned, they do. And just like an axolotl, God wants us to grow up into His plans too. Listeners, being a child is a very special time in life. You kids are full of curiosity and wonder, and you can help us adults remember to have fun and explore creation. This has been true in my life. Did you know that I have not always been this interested in nature? As a child, I enjoyed hiking and camping, but as I grew up, I sadly became less interested in spending time outdoors. Thankfully, as I had children, and they began playing outside, I wanted to also. They were so curious about God's creation and always pointed out wonderful plants, insects, and other creatures. My kids were seeing so much more than I was seeing, and they taught me how to see the wonderful details in nature again. Their childlike curiosity sparked my own curiosity and fanned it back into flame. And I began seeing God's fingerprints all around in creation. Your curiosity has the power to point others to God in creation. The Bible talks about this when it talks about a childlike faith. Jesus said this in Matthew 18:3-4. I tell you the truth, you must change and become like little children. Otherwise, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The greatest person in the kingdom of heaven is the one who makes himself humble like this child. The faith of a child is powerful. Your faith is powerful. you can see God in creation in a way that us adults sometimes have a difficult time seeing. But you know, listener, this childlike faith is very different from the idea of being childish. The Bible also talks about being childish. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things." Childishness is a silliness, an immaturity that we should grow out of. Now, that doesn't mean that we cannot be silly. I know some adults that can be very silly and bless people with the gift of laughter. But this verse tells us that as we grow older, we will put away some behaviors of childhood and grow and mature. We can be responsible and trusted with more. And that is also a beautiful thing. So what does all this talk about a childlike faith and growing out of being childish mean? Remember the axolotl. It does grow up into an adult, but it keeps some of its childlike ways. Its fin-like tail and frilly gills can remind us of that. In a similar way, we can grow up into God's plans as we get older, but we can still hold on to some of the things of our childhood. What should we hold on to? A childlike wonder and curiosity for God's creation. So don't ever feel like being interested in insects, dinosaurs, axolotls, or other things in nature is only for kids. As a child, you can reawaken a sense of wonder in us adults. So listener, never grow out of that curiosity and wonder. Instead, keep growing into it and looking for God's fingerprints all throughout His wild and wonderful world. It's time to answer a question from one of our listeners. Here is today's question.
Hi, I'm Levi. I'm 6.5 years old, and I want to know why hens only have chicks in the springtime and not in all the other seasons.
Thank you for the great question, Levi. Why do hens only have chicks in the springtime and not in other seasons? God designed most birds, including chickens, to lay more eggs in the warmer months, when the weather is better and there is more food available for tiny chicks to survive. God created most animals, including chickens, with a special internal clock that is controlled by sunlight, called circadian rhythms. These circadian rhythms impact when a chicken lays its eggs. In the spring and summer, when there are more hours of sunlight in a day, a hen produces more hormones, and those hormones trigger the release of an egg. In the winter, when the days are shorter, a hen's hormone production is slower, so it lays eggs at a much slower pace. Some hens stop laying eggs altogether in the winter. Humans have designed special heat lamps and other tools that allow hens on farms to lay eggs and chicks to be born all year round. But God's good design for chickens keeps hens in the wild on schedule with the sunlight. Thank you for your great question, Levi. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And Nat Theo Club members, remember after this lesson to click over to the bonus video where you will meet my three pet axolotls and watch them slurp up their dinner like spaghetti and learn what it takes to care for a pet axolotl. You can find the link to that bonus video in our show notes. It's time to answer our trivia question. How many years can a pet axolotl live in captivity? A, 2 to 4. B, 5 to 7, C, 10 to 15, or D, 30 to 40. The answer is C, 10 to 15 years, and sometimes even up to 20. An axolotl is a living creature and a big responsibility. To bring one home as a pet is a long-term commitment. Now it's your turn to explore. Do some research and learn if there are any types of salamanders that live near where you live. Learn something interesting about them, maybe what they eat, how they grow up, or what colors they are. If it's the right time of year, maybe go out and look for one. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on the axolotl, please take a moment to share it with a friend, especially if you have any axolotl-loving friends. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all alone.